Well, that was a lovely hymn, so thank you for that. What I'm going to speak to you on tonight is my favourite Bible character. Now, I have a confession before I start. Andrew in One Way Club has been getting some of the older people, some of the leaders, to do a 1 minute on their favourite Bible character. And I got the dates wrong, and I thought I was on last Friday night. And so I prepared this message to follow on from the 1 minute on Friday night. But I got the times and the dates wrong. So, clubbers, you're going to get my 1 minute one sometime in the future. So that's just so that you know where we're going to. So I thought I'd like to preach on this, my favourite Bible character. So I'm going to read two verses about my favourite Bible character. They're found in the book of Judges, Judges chapter 3 and verse 31, and then Judges chapter 5 and verse 6. And you're all wondering, who could this be? Well, I'll tell you in about five words. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. And then 5:6, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travellers walked through the byways. So obviously, my favourite character is Shamgar. Well, why is Shamgar my favourite Bible character? He's only mentioned in two verses, so we don't know a lot about him. But why? Well, first of all, he had faith in the living God. He had faith in the living God. He started where he was, he used what he had, he did what he could, and he achieved his objective. So they're the basic points of tonight's message. So I'll give you a general introduction, and then we'll go on from there. So Shamgar was the third judge in Israel. Ehud preceded him, and Deborah followed him. The two verses already read are the only references to this man. Let's look at the verse in detail. Judges chapter 3, verse 31. And it says, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath. So we know his name and we know his father's name. We don't know a lot more about him. So next we have in that verse, which slew of the Philistines, 600 men with an ox goad. So, what's the context of that? So we need to look at the other verse to get an idea of the context. So let's have a look at Judges 5:6, and it says, the highways were unoccupied and the travellers walked through the byways. What does that mean? Well, we note that the highways were unoccupied, a bit like the road between Albury and Wodonga at the moment. They were unoccupied. And the travellers travelled through the byways. Nobody went on the highways. In other words, the Philistine army or their soldiers or the occupiers of the land were everywhere, especially on the highways and probably in the towns. So for the locals to get around unmolested, they went at night or they went on the dirt back roads. And if you live in Bendigo, you know of plenty of dirt back roads. This was not a satisfactory thing for Israel. I, like most of you listening, have never lived in an occupied country. We've never been required to report to soldiers or other officials of another nation to allow and follow their instructions. Those living in Melbourne at the moment know what it's like to live in a curfew and have restrictions placed on their daily activities. But I don't think that I could possibly imagine what it felt like to Shamgar and the other people living in that area. So Shamgar chose to do something about the occupying foreign forces. So what did he do? He killed 600 Philistines, men, with an ox goad. Now, I don't see Shamgar as a Samson, a big, strong, Superman-type character. I see him as a very fit farmer-type man, looking after oxen, ploughing fields with the yoke of oxen and looking after the oxen, probably working from sun up to sundown, a typical farmer herdsman. And the rest of that verse goes on to say he also delivered Israel. Now, I assume from this, because I don't know from the scriptures, that the Philistine army left. They went away and Israel was free, or a free people again. So tonight I'd like to share with you 4 points. And I think you know what the 4 points are going to be. And so we'll start with the first point. He started where he was. The question that we have to answer is, are we prepared to start where we are? What are some of the excuses that people use about starting where they are? We all know the expression, the grass always seems greener on the other side of the hill. You've probably heard people say, I'll serve God, but anywhere but here. If I went overseas, people here know me. But I can remember when I was an apprentice. Now, that's an awful long time ago, but I was an apprentice. And when my apprenticeship ended, I was still an apprentice. Everyone that you saw always thought, oh, yeah, you're the apprentice. But when I changed positions, when I changed jobs, I was a tradesman. It's amazing how things like that can affect us. So that the point is, he started where he was. I wonder if you've ever thought, if I was born in another country, in another age, under other circumstances, then I could be better used by God. If I'd been around when Jesus was alive, oh, that would have been a good time to live. Or when the apostles went around to see the miracles, to see the feeding of the 5,000. If I'd have been around then I would be a better believer. Do we believe and accept that we were born at the correct time, to the correct parents, in the correct house, with the correct amount of siblings? Think about that one. Because if you don't think that, then you're saying that God got it wrong. And you're blaming God for every part of your life that perhaps you don't like. Something to think about. So, do I need to do something about here and now? What do I need to do about to do something here and now? You know, with the COVID-19 restrictions, we may feel unable to do anything. But we can all be reading God's word daily. We can be contacting family and friends regularly. We can be mailing cards and sending notes. There's plenty that we can do, even under the circumstances that we're living. Why don't everyone listening take this? Plan on being a blessing to someone this week. Start where you are. Plan on being a blessing to someone this week. No, the scriptures are clear. We must start where we are. And Shamgar was one of those people. He started in his own hometown. He saw that there was a problem and he did something about it. So point number two, he used what he had. He used an ox goad. Something like this. Now, if you look up ox goad, you'll find a number of definitions. But this is the closest I could come to it. Some sort of a shovel on one end for cleaning the hoofs of the... Sorry. No, that's worse. For cleaning the hoofs of the oxen. And so you would get off the mud and things like that. And then if the oxen went to the left and you wanted to go to the right, you could use the other end to give it a prod. Not a pointed spear that would injure the animal, but just to correct it. Now, I think this is a bit thin. I think it would have been twice this thick and possibly a little longer. But this is an ox goad. Now, if you don't think that's correct, you can look up Essential Bible Insights by Kevin Currell on pages 132, 133, 169 and 258 for references to goads. And they're not quite as clear as my one, but you'll see them there. Excuses. What excuses can we use for using what we have? Have you ever thought, if only I were more gifted, more intelligent, better trained, better educated, more polished in my performance? When I left primary school, you had two choices. You went to Sir Joseph Banks High School, which was a lead-in to going to university, or you went to Bankstown Boys Technical High School, which was for those people who weren't quite going to make the university grade. Well, I ended up in Bankstown Boys Technical High School. And among the subjects that I did woodwork and metalwork and technical drawing. My friend Philip, he went to Sir Joseph Banks, was on his way to university. I was on my way to an apprenticeship. So why did I say that? I said that because our futures don't depend on how educated we are, how gifted we are or would like to be, how more intelligent we would like to be, how better trained we would like to be. It all depends on what our attitude and what we want to be the outcome. Let me give you some more excuses. If I understood Greek and Hebrew, I could be much better at preaching or at sharing. If I had a better library. Now, of course, that's if you've got a computer, probably don't need a library anymore. But if I had a better library or a better computer, if I had a better job, if I made more money, worked less hours. Oh, no, I'm too young or too old. I can't do anything. I can't speak. So there's some of the excuses that we would like to use just to not perhaps do what God wants us to do. Well, Shamgar, he was an ox keeper. He had an ox goad, but he used what he had. Now, he, I am assuming, because we're not told, went out with his ox goad perhaps each night, or when opportunity presented itself, and did what he could. What did he do? He killed 600 Philistines. 600. Someone once said, I can think at the parade ground next morning, they're doing the roll call and there's several names missing. And someone says, oh, Shamgar's been at work again. Well, before we look at point number three, I'd like to look at some of the positive things we all have in our lives. The first one is the Holy Spirit. Now, we all have the same Spirit of God. We all have the same Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit isn't more for some people and less for other people. We all have the same Holy Spirit. Spiritual gifts. Now, we don't all have the same spiritual gifts, but God has given to us spiritual gifts so that we can be use them in his ministry. We have natural talent. Now, Robin sang tonight. She has a natural talent for singing. If I sang tonight, they would shut the microphone down. I do not have a natural talent for singing, but I like singing. And so, you know, that's the way it is. Natural abilities. What skills do I have? What skills do you have that the Lord can use? Availability. Since I've been retired, I've had more time to do some things. In fact, I wonder how I ever fitted things in when I was working full-time. But I did work full-time for a long time. Now I find that I can rest a bit more or do this a bit more. But one of the things that I chose to do when I retired is I chose to increase my Bible reading for my morning devotion. And so I've been able to do that for the last 5 years. We all have time, whether it's Friday night or any other time. We all have time. We can all be there and be available, of course, COVID permitting. So let the Spirit of God show you what you have and what you need to do. And if you need to do some study, study some more. Point three, he did what he could. He killed 600 Philistines, probably one or two at a time, as I've said. We need to be ready to do what we can when God brings up a situation that we can be used. Please note that the Lord will not ask us to do anything that he doesn't think we're capable of doing. God will not ask us to do anything that he, that is the living God, does not think we're capable of doing. That's a blessing. The Lord can teach or refine us to do whatever he wants. The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts by faith to teach us what we need to know. And that's a very exciting thing. Well, point number four, he achieved his objective. He delivered Israel. He saved his people and land from being occupied by their enemy. As I said earlier, I've never lived in an occupied country. I have no idea what it's like. But just in reading what I have read here in Judges and in those places, it's not a good thing. And he became the third judge in Israel. So after Joshua had died, there was no designated leader for the 12 tribes of Israel. Later, the prophet Samuel had this responsibility, until the people requested that Samuel give them a king. And of course, that was King Saul. So in the times between Joshua and Samuel were the judges, of which Shamgar was the third. We're not told anything about how long he judged or what he did, so we don't really know. Shamgar was placed in a unique situation and he achieved his objective. God has placed each of us in a unique situation or a unique place for a unique purpose. Some of us might find that difficult to accept, that God would put me in a certain place for a certain purpose, but he did. In many cases, other people can't do the job that he wants us to do. So the situation is unique. Or if we back out and don't do it, well, maybe God has to raise someone else up and then we miss out on the blessing that would have been ours to do that. Conclusion. Don't think we're going to be finished in the next 2 minutes. We've got a long conclusion. Where do I start? Where do I start? I've got a list of probably 7 or 8 things here that we're just going to wander through. What gifts or talents do I have or you have that could let the Lord, that the Lord could develop to make me useful for his purposes? Now, I can't talk about anyone else. I can only talk about myself. But what gifts or talents do I have, do you have, that God can use in a very unique way? If you are in a ministry, look to do it as the best you can. It's interesting to be there on Friday nights and watching the children and watching the leaders, and you can tell who's looking to do the best they can, and perhaps who's maybe had a bit of a hard day and is just having a rest on the side. But if every leader and every clubber did the very best they could do, what a blessing that would be. Now, last Friday night was a terrific night, and Kiralee, I found my eyes. Okay, so I do apologise to you. I found my eyes. They were on the floor in another room. So how they got there, not going to comment, but I found them. So we had a great time. We had a craft, and people brought their pets in or went out to their pets. And people were really excited. They were doing the best they could do. And I think that night will be remembered by most of the clubbers and leaders because people did their best. Look for ways to be a blessing. You know, just be as we're living each day, just thinking, how can I be a blessing to someone today? Now, if you're a Sunday school teacher, I just wonder if you've contacted all of your Sunday school students in some way or another since we haven't been having Sunday school. That's a thought, isn't it? That could be a ministry that you could do. If you're a one-way clubber leader, then have you contacted your clubbers to make sure they're tuned in on a Friday night, to make sure they're well, and that just be a blessing to them. Listen to both the church services and prayer meeting. Make it a habit. One thing I've noticed in my life since we've had this no church services and didn't have to get dressed and didn't have to come, it's just so easy to relax and to turn off. And I'm excited about being here tonight because it's made me realise just how good it is to come to God's house and just to be here. It's just a blessing. There's only 4 of us here, but it's a blessing. Keep reading the scriptures every day. Where do I start? I can start. I can keep reading the scriptures every day. Or if I haven't started, I can start reading the scriptures every day. Every day. 365 days in a year. I can send a cheerful message to people. I could send a cheerful message. We've had contact with our daughter recently, and I don't know what it's called, but you go on the telephone and her picture's there and our picture's there, and we talk to each other and we show each other things. And since she's in North Queensland and we're here and we can't go and visit no matter what happens, it's good to be able to use technology to be a blessing to people. So these are the things that we all can do and should do and must do. Well, be like Shamgar. Shamgar had faith in the living God. Shamgar started where he was, used what he had, did what he could, and he achieved his objective. There's no excuse for us. You could say, I have no gifts or talents. Well, that's just a lie, because we all have gifts and talents. Why would God want to use me? Why would God not want to use you? No excuses. So we can, that's my favourite Bible character, that's Shamgar, and I just trust that was a blessing to you tonight. Let's just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that this man is in the scriptures. We thank you that we can have these two verses, that we can see that this man had faith in a living God, that he started where he was, he used what he had, he did what he could, and he achieved his objective and delivered Israel. We thank you now and seek a blessing as we close in Jesus' precious name. Amen.